Hapag-Lloyd's first quarter loss sparks industry concerns. Hapag-Lloyd's first quarter results have raised concerns about the state of the container shipping industry. The world's fifth largest ocean container line reported a loss of $174 million due to lower revenue and higher costs. This decline in earnings is largely attributed to weather-related supply chain disruptions and pressure on freight rates. The company's liner revenue fell 8% to $4.8 billion, which is a significant decrease from the previous year. The average freight rate of $1,330 per 20-foot equivalent unit, TEU, was weaker by 9.5% compared to the same period last year. This decline in freight rates has had a ripple effect on the industry, making it challenging for companies to maintain profitability. Hapag-Lloyd's chief executive, Rolf Habben Jansen, attributed the poor results to weather-related supply chain disruptions in the Atlantic and pressure on freight rates leading to significantly lower results. The company has maintained its full-year guidance of earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization (EBITDA) of $1.1 billion to $3.1 billion. The decline in freight rates is a concerning trend for the industry, as it can lead to reduced profitability and increased competition. Companies must navigate these challenges while also investing in new technologies and strategies to stay ahead of the curve. Hapag-Lloyd's results highlight the need for greater resilience and adaptability in the face of changing market conditions. The company's ability to weather these storms will be crucial in determining its long-term success. The global container trade statistics show that global volume increased 4.4% compared to the previous year, while Hapag-Lloyd's volume was narrowly off at 3.2 million TEUs. This suggests that the industry is still experiencing growth, but it is not translating into revenue for all players. Hapag-Lloyd's loss of $174 million is a significant setback for the company and the industry as a whole. It underscores the need for greater caution and planning in the face of uncertainty. The freight rate decline by 9.5% is a worrying trend that could have far-reaching consequences for the industry. Companies must take steps to mitigate this impact and ensure that their business models remain viable. As the industry looks ahead, it is clear that Hapag-Lloyd's results will be closely watched. The company's ability to recover from this setback and navigate the challenges of the changing market will be crucial in determining its long-term success.